Hey, this is Heather from iRockRadio.me, and we are at the 4th Annual CPMAs, and I have Lyndhurst right beside me.
What? Oh, I'm Mark.
This is Kevin.
And this is Ed.
All right, we will make this work with one mic and four of us. All right, I just got done talking to Ed because you guys all just came back from tour. I want to hear from each of you your most memorable venue that you got to visit and why. A moment or a venue. You can do whatever.
Sleeping with Kevin.
Did you get cuddles?
Yeah, in the van.
Very nice. Ed?
Venue, we played a place called the Milestone Club in Charlotte. And it was this awesome venue that people just came there to see original music. They didn't know us. They didn't know any of the bands that were on tour. But they just came there. And we actually had a couple of people that looked us up online beforehand and were there singing along that we'd never met. And they just said, like, hey, you know, we looked up who was playing on Friday night. We looked you up and we thought your music was really good. And that was definitely, like, one of the best parts of tour for me, for sure.
That's awesome.
Most memorable venue or moment? Maybe our friend Dylan running out of the van to go pee in the woods and almost getting hit by a car. That was a good time. As far as venue, I really like the Bridge in Pittsburgh. Singing, yeah, in the van we were all singing Higher by Creed together in unison, and it was a very beautiful moment.
And at the CPMAs this year, boys, what exactly are you nominated for?
We are up for Best Punk Band, and we are up for Album of the Year for our album Between the Here and Everywhere.
That is amazing. Now, after this evening, do you guys plan on going to the after show?
Winning isn't everything. Go spend time with your friends. And yes.
That is true. I like the words of encouragement that if you don't win, and it's just even an honor to be mentioned up here tonight. Central Pennsylvania is bringing in a lot of music. I'd also like to ask, when I give this mic back to you, Ed, also, what do you guys have coming up this year so we can have Central PA be able to catch you? Maybe some people out of Pennsylvania might be able to see you again?
Absolutely, yeah. So we've got a couple cool shows coming up this year. We'll be playing all around Pennsylvania. And we've got a lot of cool stuff that we can't announce yet. So, you know, if you're interested in Lyndhurst at all, make sure you follow all of our social media at Lyndhurst Band and all that good stuff. And we will absolutely be going to the after party. One of my favorite parts about this whole process is just getting to see the people I never get to see, because we're out playing all the time and they're all playing all the time. So it's just a great time to catch up with friends, all, you know, old friends.
And what is your favorite part?
Honestly, this year specifically, we have so many friends who are nominated for categories, so I just hope to see them succeed and win an award. I'm very excited for that.
Oh, go ahead, Mark.
My favorite moment is when Heather and I are going to have hot sauce together.
Yes, we want this to happen. This is Heather from iRockRadio.me, and make sure you are tuning into iRockRadio.me to hear Lyndhurst being played on rotation. Everybody have a great night.
Wow!